One cabinet minister is considered unfortunate. To lose three within 6 months presents a challenge for the UK's Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak. Amid a swirl of accusations of bullying and intimidation tactics is the latest exit from government, Deputy Prime Minister Dominic Raab, who was also the Justice Minister, and a staunch supporter of Sunak from the get-go in his leadership bid. But a five-month-long investigation into allegations of Raab overseeing a hostile work culture revealed two counts of misconduct had been upheld, and, as he said he would, Raab stood down. In his resignation letter, he pledged his continued support for the Prime Minister, but defended his conduct and called the inquiry flawed and one that set a dangerous precedent that would encourage spurious complaints against ministers. Opposition politicians disagree.
I don't know why Dominic Raab, in the middle of a cost of living crisis, thinks that anybody wants to hear about his whining about having to resign. What I think everybody wants is strong leadership, and that has been palpably absent here.
Reports of his behaviour surfaced back in 2021 when Raab served under Boris Johnson, and while he was Foreign Secretary, when he delayed returning home from holiday during the chaotic withdrawal of UK embassy personnel from Afghanistan. But the man who once stepped in to lead the country when Johnson was hospitalised with COVID-19 remained at the heart of government.
With Dominic Raab now gone, the Prime Minister now finds himself without his most vocal political ally. And there are still questions over why it took so long for Mr. Sunak to address the issue of Mr. Raab's conduct and if he had been warned before hiring him as his deputy.
The loss of the Prime Minister's chief ally comes at a particularly difficult time for Sunak. Months of strikes, soaring inflation and energy prices have tested the resolve of the country and its leaders. After the high drama of the Johnson years and Liz Truss's short but turbulent tenure as leader, Sunak promised accountability, integrity and professionalism, a claim he hoped would convince the public in spite of questions that remain about the culture inside Westminster. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera, London.